It's kind of a continuation of something Les began this afternoon, opening up some, hopefully opening up some avenues of thought so that you can see some of the variety of ways that youth ministry happens in a parish beyond the youth group. And I, as Les intimated this morning, I do speak very highly and enthusiastically for the youth group, and I will this morning when we get to one of the styles, because I am responsible for the development of Lutheran Youth Fellowship, which is the synodical youth organization, and I think there are some very necessary things to be said in support of the youth group. But we also need to remember that that isn't the sum total of youth ministry, and that there are a variety of other things that can happen. I think Les began to point out this morning some of the most revealing experiences from some parishes happen when some of those well-meaning elders or members of the ladies' aid say to you one afternoon while you're sipping coffee and drinking tea with them after quilting that they see that there are only four or five kids at the youth group meeting on Sunday night. And isn't it a shame that we're not doing more with our youth group? And then you say, well, that's true. There are only about five, and you've only got 15 kids in the whole school or in the whole church that could be qualified for youth ministry, quote unquote. But and you say, well, that's true. There are only four or five that do come out regularly on Sunday night. But you know, we had 14 kids who went to the retreat a couple of months ago. And you do have to remember, well, Johnny doesn't always go to all the youth group meetings, but he faithfully is an acolyte. And you know, Jenny Sue and Mary, they have never been to a youth group meeting, but they do sing in the choir regularly. And Peggy over there, I haven't seen her around too much. She does attend church every Sunday, but she's a candy striper, and I hear she's very good at sharing faith in crisis situations, even as she's going around serving meals and taking out bedpans and that kind of thing. And then the ladies begin to understand that youth ministry is more than those four or five kids that are there every Sunday night. And maybe those four or five kids there are not as in as much ministry as some of the other kids who are plugging in other ways. So we have given you a sheet here that offers some styles, and I think that it is worthwhile going through that and offering you the opportunity also to raise questions and comments. I do have a tendency to, once the record starts playing, just to keep going. So you may have to go, stop, okay, and please feel free to do that. I also, are we supposed to stop at noon? Where's the, forget stopping the record. Okay. First of all, style number one, one-to-one ministry, is very, you know, very simply, that's the one where you and the youth get together on a one-to-one basis, a one-to-one relationship. It's spending time regularly, or perhaps in a longer period of time if you're in some kind of a counseling situation. It's caring for the other person, and it is allowing that person to care for you. And do let that happen. Some of the best things that happen on Vicarage can be when a young person or two has a genuine interest in and genuinely cares for you and lets you know that. That can, you know, that can be very reassuring when you went to the Board of Elders meeting and they really laid it out or whatever. And one kid just kind of comes over and says, it's all right, we still love you, you know. And that can be very reassuring. And kids may do that more than adults sometimes. Seeking that person's help and being helpful to that person, you may need to seek the young person out. You may have heard about a crisis that kid has, and he wouldn't begin to think about coming to an adult, and it may be that you have to seek them out. You do need to maybe let people know that you are there and that you're not trying to psych them out, that you're not some kind of a junior psychologist, psychiatrist, that you're making reports on all these things, but that you do have a listening ear, and if they're is something that is concerning them, you'll be happy to just spend some time listening. I found that a lot of people appreciate that. Maybe they don't want any kind of information or feedback from you, but just the fact that they have the opportunity to talk to somebody and verbalize something that's going on in their life, you may not say anything except, I understand, gee whiz, I didn't know that, through the whole thing, and they'll feel so good just because you were there listening to all of the 5 hours worth of problems that they laid out in front of you. A listening ear is a very special gift, and one that I would hope that you develop, not only for Vicarage, but for your entire ministry. sharing your trust in God and our hope and joy in Jesus Christ. And these kinds of one-on-one ministries happen informally. Can be simply you're walking down the street or you meet a kid in a mall someplace. You say, let's go over and have a Coke. Very informal, no setup to it at all. To the young person who calls and says, I really need to talk to you, and you have a formal, quote-unquote, counseling session. Second style is a matchmaking ministry, and this is bringing two people together with similar interests, and it's bringing one person with an expertise in contact with a person who has a particular need, and it is extending the one-to-one ministry beyond yourself. So that is, you may not have a particular expertise in a certain area, but you recognize a need, and you can put two people together, or three people together. This can happen in a couple of ways. It could be adults to youth. It could be the teenage boy who just got a new camera and he doesn't know how to use it and he wants to learn how to develop pictures. And there's an adult who happens to have a photography as a hobby. And you make a suggestion to that adult that maybe they could get together and they could share each other's skills. And that's matchmaking. It's one expertise with one need. It also might be youth to youth. You know, one youth may be very good at playing tennis and the other can't bounce the ball with a racket. And you put the one expertise with the non-expertise and you plug it together and they become a ministering duo, one to the other, as one is meeting the other's needs and as a friendship grows and develops. I think this can be really neat with some of the older people in your congregations and the teenagers. As you identify, especially senior citizens, I was amazed at how many times this happened. We had a carpenter. He was about 85 years old, but he was still making clocks. And we plugged him together with a couple of kids who were into woodworking. And he showed them what he did and how he did it. There was one lady in the congregation who had the reputation for making the best cherry pies in Platte County. And there was another girl, a teenager, who wanted to know how to do that. And in a matchmaking kind of relationship, they developed an interesting closeness, an interesting friendship between this 14-year-old girl and this 74-year-old woman. And that can be very important. Now, a lot of congregations have lost that peculiar sensitivity where everybody knew each other. I had this problem I was in a rural parish, and for a while, you know, everybody was related. And Grandma Schmidt knew who the kids were and who were misbehaving, and that was okay. And everybody knew everybody else's name. Increasingly, congregations are not that much aware of each other. So if you can make a few matches, some very neat things can happen in terms of ministry. One thing that we are beginning to develop with the Board for Youth Services that I think kind of falls under matchmaking ministry is a peer ministry. The idea, very basically, is that very often a young person will not go to a parent, a teacher, a pastor, or some adult for counseling if they have a crisis. They'll go to another young person. And so we have begun a peer ministry workshop program that helps young people become sensitive, listening, caring type persons. We're not building a core of mini psychologists who are capable of handling great crisis counseling situations, but we are hopefully going to begin to develop youth as sensitive, caring persons who can care for each other, and in extreme cases, refer those youth in crisis to people who can be of assistance and help to them. The third style is interest group ministry, and this is that which happens through people who share common interests, who meet regularly to work and learn, frequently centers around a person or persons with special skills, provides opportunities for people to minister to each other as they work together, provides opportunities to serve the congregation and the community through the work done. And there's a list of them on the other side. It could be the choir, the instrumentalist in your congregation. It could be dance, drama, media, art, or Bible study. But it's a special interest group. Now, these special interest groups may meet continually. They may have a regular monthly meeting, or they might be of more limited duration. It may be that six kids say, we'd like to make an Easter banner. And so for the 6 weeks during Lent, they get together and they're making banners for Easter. But at the end of on Easter Sunday, there are no more weeks to work up to making those banners, and they simply stop. And maybe they wait for Advent and they begin on Christmas again. But it's that limited duration kind of thing. For some teenagers, the limited time option may be the best kind of ministry. They may not have a lot of time to do something regularly every month. But they might be able to, or might be willing to give 4 weeks, or 3 weeks, or 6 weeks, or something like that. Something to remember. Fourth style of service project ministries, and these are activities designed to provide or perform a specific service, often at a designated time or limited duration, provides opportunities to minister to the congregation or the community through work done together. This is work-oriented, and provides opportunities for people to minister to those within their own group while serving each other. This service project ministry also may be oriented towards the individual kinds of ministry. It might be the candy striper, or it might be the person who is the acolyte, people who plug into individual things that they feel particularly good about, and they feel that they're particularly good at, and they want to continue that ministry. It's service-oriented. The fifth style is ministry through single events, and sometimes these might be looked at as quote-unquote the biggie sort of thing. You know, everybody looks forward to the winter retreat or the synodical youth gathering or the district youth gathering or that kind of thing. These provide opportunity for service, study, or fun through the group, does not require continued membership, and provides the opportunity to involve those who hesitate to make long-term commitments. You may have a kid who never goes to youth group meeting, but he hears that the youth group is making plans to go to San Antonio, Texas, and he really feels that, you know, I really want to go to that, and so he's willing to make that one-year commitment or the week commitment. He may not do anything else with the group, but he pays his registration fee, and he goes down there with those kids that week. It may be that he has a job at McDonald's and he can't go to youth group meeting every week, but the fact that there's a winter retreat coming up, that's something that he feels that he'd be willing to take the weekend off and be a part of that. So single events can be very important in terms of especially plugging in the kids who are not regular attendees, quote-unquote, at the youth group meeting. One thing the Board for Youth Services is involved in, both in terms of service projects and single events, are the Lutheran Servant Volunteer Camps, where young people have the opportunity to volunteer their time, energy, and abilities, and they go to a certain setting. They're involved in building or rebuilding, cleaning up, painting, that kind of thing. And then they also spend time in Bible study and devotion and worship and community building. But it's plugging in. It's a single event. It's service-oriented. They're district-sponsored, and the Board for Youth Services helps promote those activities. I think this year we have one in Seward, one in El Paso, Texas, where they're building a youth center in a Hispanic community, and one in Appalachia. Those kinds of activities will be growing. This is only the second year for the volunteer camps. And number six, ministry through youth organizations. It happens when groups of people come together for regularly scheduled meetings. That's one of the keys, regularly scheduled activities. They're led by elected officers. They have established methods for providing finance. They provide members with a sense of identity and feeling, and they tend to continue through periods of weak leadership, which all church organizations have, not just the youth group. Sometimes the president of the congregation is great, sometimes he's not so great, but the congregation continues on. This is where LYF, the Synodical Youth Organization, plays in. 57% of the congregations in the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod have affiliated at least one group with LYF, and I would say probably most of you will be going to churches that have affiliated. If they haven't, and you're interested in plugging your youth group in at your parish in LYF, you simply need, do we have the cards coming this afternoon? We have affiliation cards. All you need to do is fill one out. There's no cost involved. You receive resources from our office. The districts are beginning to design district structure. Circuit activities are beginning to come into play. All kinds of things are happening in terms of organization. I think organization is very important because it's the only way that kids get any kind of opportunity to develop leadership skills in that kind of a formal setting. And we may say, or we do say, that youth are the church of today, but they are the leaders of tomorrow. And if you're going to have effective boards of elders and boards of trustees and church councils and boards of directors, somehow they have to learn how to run a meeting. And somehow they need to learn parliamentary procedure. And a well-organized youth group can help that begin to happen. And it can give kids the opportunity to lead, can give them opportunities to learn leadership skills and have that experience. There are other groups as well that can be plugged in including the Boy Scouts, Girl Scouts, Campfire, 4-H, Christian Witness Groups, and the like. And the seventh style is youth teams on congregational boards and committees. And basically what this is plugging youth into the activities of the programming committees within the parish. And there are listed here some suggestions, for example, how youth can be involved in the ministry of the evangelism board, or the social ministry board, or how do youth and elders work together? What kind of ministry can they have together? How do youth and the worship committee work together? Education, stewardship, and trustees. I think that can be an interesting challenge. Most often we don't think that youth could have an active role on those organized boards and committees. We have a piece called Youth and Adults Working Side by Side Within Organized Parish Structures. Is that coming this afternoon? Whoops. Well, anyway, you might want to secure a copy of that from our office, because it is a piece that you can give to the Board of Trustees or the Board of Elders or the Church Council and work through it and help them identify ways that they can be in ministry to young people, and also youth can be plugged into the ministry of the board and work with the adults in a variety of activities and settings. Well, those are seven styles, and I think, as is evident from those four pages, youth ministry happens more than, obviously, in the youth group. In the 2 minutes that my watch says remains, it might be a good idea to open it up to any questions or comments that you might have relative to the whole area of youth ministry. I did a good job again. Last, no questions. Everybody's just hungry for lunch.
In the area of education, point three, your final answer.
On the back here, serve as consultants to the pastor and others on junior high confirmation instruction. I would think that it could be profitable for you to go to the juniors and seniors in your congregation and ask them what they thought of confirmation. What do they remember about it? What didn't work good? What worked very well? What do they appreciate? What didn't they like? It may not change your mind in terms of style or content, but at least you know maybe where you could improve, or maybe, you know, what things went very well. Evaluation is always important in any kind of ministry. You need to find out what happened, whether the process was good, whether the process was bad. And that's basically what number three is about, evaluating what has happened in the past so that the product is improved in the future. There being no further questions,
there are bunches of free materials that are boxed in Rudy's office, and he'd like to be able to use his office this week. He had to take a whole week off because he couldn't get in there. It's bad. There's going to be a fairly big line at the lunch line. I'm assuming most of you are going to eat there. Unless you've eaten there before. But there's probably half a dozen, huh?
At least.
If eight of you would like to just take a quick run across the way to Rudy's office and then help carry a box back here, it would be helpful. While you're eating, we're going to set up the freebies for the afternoon session on resources, so that would be helpful.
If they want the material, they have to come back this afternoon.
Right, that's part of the ballgame. So. Okay. See you in 45 minutes.
Where are we eating now?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, Yeah?
Just a little word. We brought a couple of us from the staff of the Board for Youth Services along. Terry Dittmer's back there. Reverend Terry Dittmer waving the green folder. You'll see him a little bit later on. Terry is the staff person responsible for Lutheran Youth Fellowship and other various and sundry ministries, I think is the way it goes. In other words, he covers lots of bases, and he's so excited about seminaries. He spent 4 years at one. We won't mention which one. Actually, he spent a couple of years at one and a year at another one or something like that. Were you in? No, you finished the whole thing at the one in particular that we won't talk about. But not only that, he's so excited. Excuse me. And then again, is so intrigued that he was at another seminary yesterday, talking to a group of men who are getting ready to go out into the field. He was in Fort Wayne all day yesterday. Well, part of yesterday. He was traveling most of yesterday, getting to and from Fort Wayne. So he rushed back here just so he could be a part of this event with you today. So, dedication. My area of responsibility is, what is my area? Leadership resources is the way they term it, and part of that means that I work with the synodical schools in trying to encourage and resource youth ministry training events for future professionals. Some of us are more future than others, but that's my area of responsibility. I also work with youth staffers and overseas volunteers and that sort of thing. So it's good to be here again. It's been fun this year to plan. Each year as we do this, it gets a little more refined. I'd like to think that it was the quality of the students, probably, that we get to do this. Each year they just get a little better. But on the other hand, it might just be that we've begun to do enough of these things that we know where the kinks are. And this year's group, I think, was later getting here for donuts than any other group has ever been, though. So are there more married vicars this year? They must be being fed better or something like that. Anyhow, as you look at your schedule for the day, we're going to spend a few minutes looking at youth ministry and what that includes, and then we'll break down into some sectionals. The first four sectionals you'll see listed. Gary is not here yet, although I did say to him that it wasn't necessary that he show up until about 10 o'clock, but Gary Spieler, who's a youth minister at Concordia Kirkwood, will be here to lead one of those. Terry and I will take one, and Aide Zilke is here. Aide is right there, waving no folder at all. But Aide is the DCE at Our Savior in St. Charles. And then styles of youth ministry, Terry will be dealing with that to just take a look at some varied approaches to youth ministry. Most of us tend to think along the lines of the way youth ministry was done when we were youth, or the way we've been doing youth ministry, we've been working with youth groups, and we're just going to try to sort of expand that and take a look at some other ways. Lunch is free today. It's free for a lot of people most days, but it's we'll see what it's like. Regrouping. John's going to be back for a couple of songs during the regrouping and any announcements that we have. Terry's going to talk about the role of vicar in youth ministry in the parish, and then some sectionals. I didn't check this out. Is it Lori Wiesman that's going to lead? Where are you, Russ? Lori's? She's one of them. There are two. And the other one is? Right. There'll be another person there to lead the group. Is Lori here? No. Okay. Terry will talk about youth worship. I'll be doing some stuff with discipling youth, and then how to get and keep youth ministry going. Arlo Otto's the DCE at Ascension. And then resources, and we do have lots of resources for you today. Marcia, who is sort of our resource person on our staff, just went wild, and there are like four copies of resources for youth ministry, and there's a youth ministry special on art and music and worship. And I guess she thought that seeing as how we were going to be working with pastors, that worship would be a good resource for you to have. Some of you will be involved in that somewhere along the line. And then some wrap-up. We have an evaluation that we'd like you to do, and that'll be the day. So I think that, oh yeah, the tapes. That's what it was that I was supposed to say. This thing is here not just for looks, but sessions are being taped today, and the sessions that are being taped are youth ministry, the larger picture, the sectionals, and styles of youth ministry.
and then the afternoon sectionals. So the word is that if you don't want to take notes, you don't have to, as long as you're willing to lay out a couple of bucks for a tape of the various sections. And they'll be taping the first sectional of each one. So if you happen to catch the second one and you pick up a tape, it may not quite sound like the sectional that you were in, but it's because they tape the first sectional. Each sectional is about a half hour. So that's it. Let's jump into the day. Somebody said, oh, no desk, and that's handy, so why don't we make use of the fact that there are no desks? Well, you just cluster in about groups of four, okay? Just move things around, get up and squeak chairs and all that stuff, and just get in groups of four somewhere along the line.
Hey! Anybody out here going to Nebraska?
Where?
Rosemont.
Okay,
and you're going to Wakefield, I know that. Anybody else going to?
No.
I've been in Nebraska for a number of years, that's why I was just curious if anybody wanted to say anywhere that I know people. Okay, what I'd like you to do is this. Take a piece of paper and a pencil, or just maybe in your own line, and do this. Think quickly back to a youth ministry program that you're familiar with. Okay, a youth ministry program that you're familiar with, and do two things. One, list a couple of things that you liked about that youth ministry program, and then list a couple of things that you didn't like about that youth ministry program, okay? Do that quickly, if you would, please. Just a couple of notes to yourself. All right, now that you have a couple of thoughts down in mind, do one more thing on that piece of paper. Write down the marks. How would youth ministry identify in that situation? How would you identify youth ministry in that situation that you're thinking of? The marks of youth ministry. Okay. If you were going to tell people about youth ministry in that situation, what would you tell them about it? Okay, we're going to take about 5 minutes for you in the group to do some sharing all the way around. And I don't see a big need to tell you how to do that. I used to say, pick a person whose birthday is closest to but not on December 10th, and that will be the first person, and then go clockwise around the group. But people look at digital watches and they can't figure out what clockwise is, so we don't have to wrap that. So just in your group, about 5 minutes for everybody to have a chance to do some sharing about number one and number two, and then the third question that I asked you. Okay. Well, you had a chance to talk about your history and youth ministry a little bit, and there's a question that I'd like to ask you, and you don't have to respond to it, but just sort of pull the answer out and set it off by itself so you can think about it. Have you been talking about youth ministry, or have you been talking about youth groups? And if you're like most people in the LCMS, you've been talking youth groups, because that's youth ministry. And there are a few things that I'd like you to think about this morning. Those math lessons, very simple, because I was never very good in math. But one thing that we'd like you to examine is that youth ministry or youth group does not equal youth ministry. I think that's important for you to hear. It's part of youth ministry, definitely, a very important part of youth ministry. And if I didn't say that, Perry, who works with LYF, would be all over my face. But it is. Youth groups are really essential, and still are, and probably will continue to be the way most parishes make their big push in youth ministry, and that's okay. But if you stop it at that point, I guess that's where I personally begin to have some problems. And when we talk about discipling youth, for example, or we talk about worship, or we talk about Bible study, a lot of times those things begin to move beyond for us. That somehow that moves beyond youth group. We tend to think of youth groups in certain ways. Youth ministry is a much broader picture than that. Let's try something for a few minutes and just see what you can do to talk about how parishes do youth ministry. What do parishes do for youth ministry that you can think of? Let's just list those. Right. Okay.
Oftentimes they'll have classes Sunday morning, things like that, meetings, Bible study groups.
Okay. Just call them out because I may not turn my back.
Spoken youth service.
Okay.
And now you're early enough, the adults can stay in the kitchen.
Youth and youth letter?
But there are but there are a lot of parishes that either have a field worker or who have special people called to work in youth ministry. What else?
Camping group.
Okay. What?
People put retreat time for the
walk in.
Did I hear sport?
Fundraising.
There is
Roger.
FC.
Youth evangelism.
I thought maybe that was an editorial comment. Was it meant that way? When somebody said AFC and then somebody said youth evangelism, I thought maybe there was some sort of comment.
I wasn't picking up on that.
Somebody else. Other things.
Fun trips.
Work in the kitchen.
I'll just put on youth gathering so that we don't just make it district, but we can talk in terms of, let's see, most of you will still be there, the 1983 Synodical Youth Gathering in San Antonio. If you'd like to go to San Antonio, just get out there and really encourage your youth to think about going. Of course, it's in August. It's a little hot. Other things?
Contemporary music.
Vocational help. Creative group, you're thinking about lots of neat things. You've missed some of the basics. What are they? What? I heard it. Worship, thank you. That's an important one. Somehow worship always seems to end up low on the list. People tend to forget that worship is part of youth ministry. I heard somebody say youth groups, and that's, we want to get that in, because even though we said it doesn't equal youth ministry, it is part. What else? Confirmation. And?
Participation.
That's what you can't define it.
Have the kids involved in the leadership of the church.
Okay. But I'm going to. I'm going to term it that way, if that's all right, because it may say a little more than administrative, whatever you said.
How about prayer?
How about what?
Prayer.
What was that?
Prayer.
And
Service to elderly, I think.
Yeah.
Is that in there?
We got service projects. Maybe that comes close. And another one would be choir, and maybe that's enough time. The point is that there are lots of things that parishes do in youth ministry. Lots of things. One of the struggles that I had in a parish that I was involved in was that adults were classified as delinquents if they didn't show up to the Lord's table for 6 months. Okay, that was sort of the way we said these are sort of delinquents or inept, or however you choose to talk about them. Then they talk about youth, and they say, "Oh, we got so many delinquent youth. They're just never around." And I said, "Wait a second. How do you define delinquent adults 6 months absence from the Lord's table? How do you define delinquent youth? You only got 50% of the kids showing up for a youth group. You know, there's only X number of kids, and there are only X number of kids in Bible study." I said, "Let's talk about that for a minute. Delinquent adult." As long as they show up once at the Lord's table in 6 months, they're not classified as delinquent, right? Well, yeah, sort of. Do they have to come to Bible class?
No.
Do they have to belong to the ladies' guild, men's group?
No.
Do they have to come to Bible study?
No.
Do they have to come to voters' meeting?
No.
Do they have to sing the choir?
No.
But see, for a youth to not be delinquent, they have to come to youth group or be in the Bible class or sing the choir, or go on the trip or whatever. If you we're not suggesting that you get into the numbers game a whole lot, but one of the things you want to do if you ever have to report on your youth ministry at a parish is to take a look at how many kids are showing up to worship on Sunday morning. And the percentage is probably higher than it is for the adults. So that's part of youth ministry. That's an important part of youth ministry. We talk about it in terms of an umbrella.
Make sure I find the dead center here.
With youth ministry being the umbrella, and then all sorts of other things happening underneath that. And youth group is one of those things underneath there. And maybe it's even a little bigger circle than the rest of them. But it's part of youth ministry, and you need to see all of these kinds of things. This is an important part of youth ministry. Counseling often comes in terms of one-to-one kinds of ministry, because not every kid is a youth group kid. Not every kid in your congregation is going to feel comfortable in groups all the time. And if the only emphasis you've got is on youth group, you're going to be missing some of those. Those are all parts of it. It's a much broader picture, we think, than just youth group. But again, we'd want to say that youth group is an important part of that. Terry's going to talk about styles later on, and he'll detail some of those things a little more specifically with a handout and some words for you, and so I don't think we want to spend any more time about it. But as we talk today about Bible study, about discipling, about training adults, workers, to work in youth ministry, about evangelism and stewardship, and all of those kinds of things, that's all part of youth ministry. And it's important to see it in the total perspective rather than just narrow it down to just youth group. Questions?
The whole day, as I looked at the schedule, and especially to us going into a youth ministry program and making the best of what is there. And I hear you saying that we're looking at a larger picture right now, that youth ministry is not youth group exclusively. But I don't see anything on the list such as reaching out to the unserved. A definite reaching out to somebody who's never been in a youth group before. And I'm thinking of, right now I'm thinking of personal experiences with reaching out to, well, coming from New York City area, prostitutes, drug addicts, and runaways.
Yeah, I think you're right, that there's not a heavy emphasis on that. One of the reasons for that is because we're talking about 6 hours today. And so some priorities had to be set, and the group that put the program together did not deal with that particular, did not put a high priority on that one in particular. I think that's a good observation. And youth ministry is still about reaching out to the unchurched, to the non-group, to whoever. But it's just for time, it's not there. You're right.
In our little group, Mario is from Brazil, and he was just talking about
their idea of youth group and how it includes anyone from 11, 12, all the way up to maybe 24 who's not married yet. And so the problem sometimes is they'll, you know, the groups go according to age a little more. And I was wondering too, you know, where does youth ministry end or change into young adult ministry? Are we dealing with young adults at all?
The Board for Youth Services has been assigned an age group, if you will, that sort of runs from junior high to high school up into young adult. Okay, and young adult is 18 to, and there's a big debate right now in the church about whether young adults end at 25 or 35 or wherever it is. No, I think some of it is applicable, but I think that the observation would have to be said that at least here in the United States, that young adult ministry takes on a little different approach. While you'll see probably more similarities between junior high and high school approaches to youth ministry, that when you hit young adult, it begins to take a little different approach, and it's not really strong today. Terry is the person on the staff that works with young adult ministries, and he'll be around today if you're interested in exploring some of that with him. You sure could.
In this concept of the umbrella of youth ministry, is there a concern yet for, I don't know how to put it necessarily, program for those that aren't joiners? I mean, is it still in our thinking, should we be concerned with touching everyone within that age group in the congregation with some type of program? It's just that it may not be the youth group program, or is that the wrong thinking?
I wouldn't want to say it's the wrong thinking, because there are some people who, you know, when we think of youth group, we think, well, everybody has their own image, okay? But mine is, my image of the youth group in a parish is sort of the catch-all, okay? It does a little of this, and it does a little of that, and it does some of this and some of that. There are other groups that may attract somebody who's not the person who's into the general hodgepodge group. That's a bad word, but you know, that group that does a little drama, does a little arts and crafts, and does a little sports and a little study and a little worship and all those kinds of things. And the styles, will get into that a little bit more in fact, or later on this morning. Okay, we have a schedule to try and keep, and let's move into the sectional. The sectional will start at 10:20, which is about 4 minutes or so from now, and we'll run from 10:20 to 10:50. And then there's a 5-minute shuffling time when you can move to the next one, and then at 10:55 it'll go for a half hour to 11:25, and then 5 minutes to get back in here. And we'll turn things over to Terry. Here's the spots, okay? Planning retreats and lock-ins will be Gary Spieler in this room. Training adult, well, let me just go down. Youth Bible class will be in 204. Confirmation will be in 206. And training adults to work with youth will be in 202. Yes?
At confirmation, is that how to teach confirmation class?
Terry?
More on how to deal with it being a high youth and confirmation. What do you mean by high youth?